it's WNIC Radio. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, best wishes for a happy and prosperous new year, and welcome to the Lee Allen New Year's Eve party on WNIC Radio.
I can't believe it. It still takes him a half an hour to answer the phone.
Sir?
Never mind. Would you remember me? I work at the Troy Post Office.
Sir, your voice is fairly familiar. You wouldn't be that man that keeps looking for that car dealer.
Yeah, that's me.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, we got a bunch of guys working tonight at the post office.
The Troy Post Office?
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir, out in Troy.
No, the Troy Post Office in Birmingham, sir.
It's New Year's Eve. What do you say? Let's forget all that just for tonight.
Yeah, well, anyway, we got a bunch of guys working tonight. You know, pushing postcards, flipping letters, licking stamps.
Sir, this is New Year's Eve. Nobody works on New Year's Eve.
Which comes to the reason for the phone call. Who's on the station tonight?
Sir, it's a big New Year's Eve party. It's live right here on the station with Lee Allen.
Hey, you guys, guess what? We gotta put up with Lee Allen again 2 years in a row. Yeah, well, you were right. And he's qualified to work on New Year's Eve.
Sir?
Lee Allen is definitely nobody.
You remember Lee Allen, sir?
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Wall Lake Casino, Motown, Fine-Toed Horn.
Sir, would you mind if I asked a question? How old are you?
93. I used to listen to Lee Allen when I was a kid. Well, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, sir.
Oh, Dad, Lee Allen's on the phone.
You're kidding. The Lee Allen?
Yeah, he wants to talk to you and Steve.
Okay, hello, WNIC.
Is this Jim Harper?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, this is Lee Allen calling, Jim.
Hi, Lee. Steve's here, too.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Listen, is the rumor true that Jim has been telling me here?
What is the rumor?
That you're going to be joining us for a special night?
Actually, I was calling because you guys have become such good friends of mine in the past year or two. I was calling to tell you what a pleasure it's going to be this coming season, this New Year's Eve, to have New Year's Eve off and listen to the radio. I understand you're going to be on, Steve.
Wait a minute here now. That isn't how that's supposed to work.
Steve, is the rumor true that you have to work and Harper and I get to go out and party?
No, I heard it the other way around. Somehow we have miscommunication here. Things have gone afoul.
No, actually, Lee, we are counting on you to help us out on New Year's Eve again. The city is demanding that you take over this radio station on New Year's Eve.
Actually, as I said last year, I only do New Year's Eve once every 6 years, and I did it last year on New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
But 1983 has been so bad that it's been 6 years long, so I'm going to do it again this year.
Okay. Well, that sounds great.
I'm going to bring all kinds of people down to the studio again, and we're going to try to bring it in the right way. That's all I can tell you.
All well, right. It has been a rough year for a lot of us here in the Motor City, and we can think of no finer way to help bring in a new 1984 than with you, buddy. It would be our privilege and pleasure to have you in here again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to it, and we're getting some very special things ready for everybody for New Year's Eve.
That's terrific. So it's New Year's Eve with Lee Allen on WNIC.
Steve, you get to go out and party, but Jack has to be in the studio with me.
Okay. I think he'd go for that, wouldn't he, Jim?
Yeah, Jack, you won't mind, will you?
What?
Hanging out with Lee Allen 7 to midnight on New Year's Eve?
I'd love it, Dad.
It'd be great.
Yeah, be good to be with a professional for a change.
Hello, Lee Allen.
Oh, God, you know what? You just made my New Year great.
Well, I'm glad.
I remember listening to you back in the 60s when I was just a little kid, and I used to remember all those summers listening to you. But anyway, Lee, I just want to say happiest of New Year's to you, man. I really, really am excited talking to you because I love talking to you.
Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you.
To you and your family, and just love you, man. I really, really brings back a lot of memories for me.
And me too.
Okay, Lee.
Thank you very much.
Happy New Year to everybody tonight. This is Lee Allen, and the voices that you've been hearing were recorded from another New Year's Eve program exactly 6 years ago tonight. Some of you and I are old friends from a long, long time ago. Oh, we may never have met in person, but we did meet somewhere. Some radio speaker, some radio station, some television tube. And then I know there are a lot of us who have never met at all. But tonight is going to be our big chance. Because WNIC has asked me to come here tonight, take you by the hand, and do my best to get 1983 out of here. I have invited some very close special friends to be with me this evening here live in the studio, because New Year's Eve is the one night of the year when you want to surround yourself with very special people. So tonight, wherever you're going, whatever you're going to do, will you take WNIC with you? Will you turn it up? Can I crash your party? Will you be a part of mine? Tonight here on WNIC, we're going to open up the telephone lines in just a minute, because I'd like to talk with everybody. This is one night only for everybody. This is one night only for me. I'm not going to be back, but in just a few hours, you and I are going to look at 1984 and stare it right in the face. New Year's, midnight, a magic moment we never forget. We're going to do our best to tear this place apart tonight, have some fun, but can we spend midnight together, you and me? I don't know what power or pull that Alan Allman has, but this radio station started working on me 3 months ago just to get him a night off.
Lee, I wish I could tell you what a pleasure it is to meet you. Here is a guy who is the best in the history of Detroit radio at night.
Oh, dear.
Here he is. Right. You made us laugh, and you made us cry, and Detroit loves you. And as far as I'm concerned, you're the king, and you always will be. If you would you come back next year? Because I'd like the night off again.
Now I know the reason that he said all of that.
Happy New Year, Lee Allen. There was something about a song.
A song earlier, you were talking to a girl. You wanted to know if somebody had the original copy?
Yeah. It is a song that was written about the Lee Allen fine-toned horn.
Yes, I got it. That's right.
It was made in Pakistan by a Pakistan watchmaker.
Right.
It took 14 years to make this horn. It has been guarded all of these years. No, it's not a 45. It's a horn. And it was guarded all of these years by 17 Pinkerton men. It is insured with Lloyd's of London for over $7 million. And people, you know what? Can I tell you?
It's a 45 RPM record, and it's called Lee Allen and the Horn.
Well, I'll tell you what. I happen to have one, too, and we're going to play it in a few minutes.
Are you really good?
You know what really sets me free about the whole thing?
What?
Can I tell you?
Yes.
Here I am today. Now, I left the broadcasting business because, you know, $1.98 an hour, you can't. And anyway, I left the business in about 1967 as a full-time, you know, type thing.
Right.
Now, here I am today. I go into the office. You know, I have a little tie that I wear now, and I'm supposed to be like an advertising executive type thing. And I go into a meeting of all of these high-toned clients, and you know what they say?
What?
Listen, can you... where's your horn? Can you believe that?
Yes. Because everybody always asks you when they see you, where's the horn?
That's right. Now, what many people do is they laugh when we talk about the horn. This is a very serious thing.
That's a lovely sounding.
One of the reasons that the horn was so popular, one of the reasons I kept my job was because of the horn, not because of me. And one of the reasons it was so popular was because of its fine tone, you say.
But hey, your ashtray has a beautiful tone.
Well, the ashtray, of course, have you ever heard of the Lee Allen fine-toned note?
No.
It was aged 4 long years in wood.
Oh, no.
To make it sound good.
What's that?
Like a fine-toned note should.
What's that?
Never mind all of that. We'll get to all of that nut stuff later, but I'll play the record for you, okay?
Okay, listen, we want to wish you, my mom and I, want to wish you a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and I mean that sincerely.
Happy New Year, Lee Allen.
Happy New Year to you. Happy memories. Have I got you on the line?
You got me on the line.
Okay.
Like I was saying, hey, it's beautiful to have you back. You know, like you say, for one time only, but, you know, you bring back so many memories and this kind of stuff.
What kind of memories?
Memories of Motown, you know, when they were here and this kind of stuff, you know. But, I mean, it's beautiful. I think everybody in Detroit, you know, grew up with it, and it brings back a whole lot of memories.
We did grow up with
like
it, didn't
house
we?
House parties and this kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I remember when you was out at Wall Lake, you were talking about that a little bit. And it's just beautiful.
Wally, Happy New Year to you.
Okay, Happy New Year to you, Lee.
Thank you.
Let me hear your ashtray a little bit.
Well, we have to tone it up. You see, this dumb radio station puts a carpet on this floor. You can't have a carpet on the floor with an ashtray like. I'll see you later.
All right.
Okay, goodbye.
Hello, Lee Allen.
Yeah, Lee.
Yes.
This is Jim Bernowski from Pontiac. How are you?
Hello, Jim from Pontiac. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine. We were just recalling, sitting around here, recalling the days that we booked you out at the Space Theater out in Lake Orion. You featured Freddie Cannon one night.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. How about that, everybody?
Woo!
Are you kidding me?
Freddie.
Yeah, Boom Boom.
Are you talking about the same Freddie Cannon who had such famous records as Tallahassee Lassie, Palisades Park? Is that the same Freddie Cannon?
That's the man.
So tonight, a special edition of the Lee Allen Show from out of the past. Some of the best telephone calls from last New Year's Eve, 1983. An interview with the newest, youngest, absolutely destined for Broadway talent in the country. The musical sounds of New Year's past. And you and I, together again, one more time, until 1984. Happy New Year, everybody. I'm glad you could come tonight.
Make like a Mr. Milquetoast, you'll get shut out.
Call your friends. We got a New Year's party tonight here.
Make like a Mr. Meek, and you'll get cut out.
You're looking a little younger than you did last year.
Make like a little lamb, and wham, you're shorn.
They're making me work on New Year's again.
I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
What do you mean, did I bring the horn tonight? What do you mean?
Make like a Mr. Mumbles and you're a zero. Make like a Mr. Big, they dig a hero. You've got to sound your A the day you're born. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. The taller the tree is, the sweeter the peach. I'll give you the whole Magilla in a one-word speech. Reach, make like the world's your pudding, but light the brandy. Even the mildest kiss is a dandy. There'll be no love in bloom come doomsday morn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. The lions who come on swinging, if you want to score, roar. You can be either read to or be the reader. You can be either led or be the leader. Don't wait until you're told you're old and worn. Take in some air and get your lips puckered before you find you're simply too tuckered. I'll tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn. Blow your horn. I tell you, chum, it's time to come blow your horn.
Call your friends. We're going to be here till midnight tonight. And we're going to start it with the old theme song right here. From now until 1984, WNIC Radio presents Lee Allen on the and $1 million worth of talent. We'll call it the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock. I can't sing, but hear me swing. On the horn from now until the very top of the clock at midnight in Detroit. Between now and then, we'll have some of the most fantastical round ones in this big old town. We'll have something old to play, something new in review, and a couple of things to say. You find even 30 seconds you like, we'll do it again tomorrow and call it the cream of the crop until 12 o'clock. This is Lee Allen's New Year's Eve party here on WNIC tonight. We will be here until about 12:15 or so tonight, 1984, on WNIC. And we have some wonderful people coming here tonight. I have invited some very close, special friends to be here with me in the studio tonight as the evening goes on. And we have some very interesting things going on this evening. One of the things that we will be doing this evening is talking with probably, in my opinion, the most unknown, most talented young lady in the United States, someone that no one's ever heard of. All she's done is commercials. That's all she's ever done. We will be talking with her a couple of times this evening here on WNIC. And also, because this is New Year's Eve, and because everybody is celebrating tonight, everybody, everywhere is celebrating this evening, we will be talking with a man who is in charge of something that we really don't want to pay any attention to, but we're going to have to. Judge Bernard Friedman of the 48th District Court will be talking with us tonight about what happens if tonight, for some strange reason, you get stopped. If you get stopped, if you get picked up because of a little too much celebrating, we're going to learn what the absolutes are. What exactly happens to you if you get stopped in this metropolitan area this evening on New Year's Eve? This is about, this is the second year we've done this here on WNIC. We'll be here till about 12:15 tonight. The young lady we speak of is a person that nobody really knows. Nobody except her family and friends in Memphis, Tennessee. She is a young lady who is only 16 years old, that's all. But in our opinion, she's probably one of the most talented people in the whole country. And people here in Detroit know her because of commercials that she's done, and that's about all. Now, we'd like to open up all the telephone lines tonight. I want to talk with everybody tonight at 298-6666. That's the telephone number. We want to talk with everybody that's calling tonight, as many as we can. If the line is busy, please hang up and please call again. And as we continue throughout the night and have our party here at WNIC, we'd like to talk with everybody. We have some very, very special things going on this evening here on WNIC. Now, the only thing that I can't see is what's happening with telephones, because I don't do this for a living anymore. Do you understand that? I mean, I don't know how to do this anymore. I guess I have to just select lines and talk with people. Is that correct? Okay. Now, I have some marvelous people who are coming here this evening to help me out with what I'm doing. We have some marvelous music to play. You'll hear from some marvelous people who are going to drop in throughout the evening. Some these are special invites, folks. These are special people who are becoming by this evening here on New Year's Eve. WNIC was the only radio station last year to do anything special on New Year's Eve. And I think they still are, as a matter of fact. So I don't know whether we have people waiting. Do we have people waiting on the phone? We do?
and all I have to do is to press on. Is that correct? Okay. Let's see who's on the telephone right now. Okay. Let's try this one time. Hello, this is Lee Allen.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. How are you?
Okay.
Go ahead. What are you calling about?
Huh?
Go ahead. Talk to me. This is Lee Allen. Go ahead.
No, I just turned the station on.
You did?
Yeah.
And you turned the station on, and you ran to the telephone and called, and what was the reason that you called?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. What are you doing on New Year's Eve tonight?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Why?
Staying home with our new puppy.
With your new puppy?
Yeah.
That's it for New Year's, right?
Yeah.
What is your New Year's resolution? Have you made any?
Pay all my bills.
Pay all of your bills. Well, I don't know. Maybe you could win a contest or something like that. Happy New Year to you. I'm glad to talk with you tonight. Okay, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Let's take another one. Let's start it out that way. Hi, this is Lee Allen. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. How are you? Where are you from?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah, we're listening to your show with the kids here, playing with the toys.
Okay.
Yeah, I called to wish you a Happy New Year's and tell you you're part of my early high school days. And I was wondering if I'd get a picture of you, a recent picture.
A recent picture?
Yeah, I got some.
I'm kind of like Alan Allman. I do not give out pictures.
That bad, huh?
No, not really. Are you kidding? Alan Allman is probably one of the handsomest. The reason Alan Allman does not give out pictures is because if he did, he'd blow everybody else away.
Oh, my wife loves him. She listens to him every night.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we only did this tonight to give Alan Allman a night off. I mean, that's the only reason. What you said that you used to listen before. When was that?
Oh, in the early 60s. I saw you on, you were on Warren and Copland in a car dealer, used car dealer, a new car dealer.
Warren and Copland?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Where is that? Where is Copland or Copland?
It's near Connors and Jefferson.
On the east side?
Near Connors and Warren, yeah, on the east side.
When was that? How long ago was that?
Maybe 63.
63.
Hall and on Gratiot on Marola Chevrolet.
63. You're really old, aren't you?
38.
You're 38.
What was I going to say? Well, anyway, you still here?
I'm still here.
Well, anyway, yeah, we saw you there. Oh, Cobo Hall, we saw you.
Oh, good. Well, Happy New Year to you and all your kids, and I hope the 1984 is a banner year for you.
Yeah, is there any way of getting a picture, a recent picture?
Can I tell you something? Can I hear... We have. Can I tell you something?
Have a nice New Year. Then.
These people over here, Bob, have the worst horns in the whole world. There is no way to get a picture because I don't really give them out. But anyway, Happy New Year to you and your kids, and stay right here on WNIC tonight, okay? Thank you. Good night. This is Lee Allen's New Year's Eve party here on WNIC Radio. We have 66 we're going to take, okay? Let's see who this is. Is this Eric?
Yeah, hi, Lee.
Hi, who...
Yeah, this is Eric Sokowski. I'm calling from Detroit, and I was a big fan of you back in the 60s, and there's something that I would really like from you, Lee. I'd like to have my daughter say something to you, and it'd be like a second-generation thing. She's almost 4.5 years old, Lee. I'd like for you to listen, please.
Okay, I will, for sure.
Okay.
She's going to put it. He's 4 years old. See? Back in the 60s, I was only 3.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. What is your name, honey? Can she hear me?
Mitchell Sikowski.
What?
Michael Mitchell Sikowski.
And you're only 4?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm so glad to talk with you because you and I are not too far apart in age. No, it's true. Happy New Year to you, honey.
Hey, Lee,
yes.
Thanks a lot for talking to me. It just means the world to me. And, hey, great. It's great to have you back. I taped you last year, and I'm taping you now. And, hey, you bring back a lot of memories. And without you, man, it wouldn't be the same. And have a good New Year's. I love you, man.
Thank you very much. I love you, too, and all of your friends and all of your family.
Okay, thank you, Lee.
Tonight here on WNIC, we are going to have some very special telephone calls as we continue hour by hour. Some of you who were listening last year were recorded as we broadcast last year, and we're going to hear you and what you said last year. Those things are all coming up. The music of what's happening today and in the last 10 years is also coming up. My number tonight for all of you who would like to talk with me, and I sure would like to talk with you tonight, because this may be my last time tonight, is 298-6. 6666. We're here on WNIC with music for New Year's Eve. Many people after last New Year's Eve's show here on WNIC still said, how can you earn a living, Lee, if you only work one night a year? What do you do the rest of the year? So we kind of decided that this time we would be presenting a number of the things that we do throughout the rest of the year. What we're going to hear now is a commercial for Melton, okay? Now, I don't know whether it's Melton Honda or Melton Volkswagen, but they're both the same, okay? And what we do the rest, we have some marvelous friends here in the studio this evening and some marvelous people from the staff of our company. This is a commercial that you've heard many, many times on this radio station that our people at our company wrote and produced. Now, there's a little voice in there that says something like, what does that other voice say? The second voice, the little character voice in there? There's a little voice in there that says, oh, you can't call the rest of the dealers? That's me, and that's what we do the rest of the year. Listen to this right here.
The story you're about to hear is true. Only your choice of Honda dealers needs to be changed to protect your savings account. This is the city, Southgate, 7:05 p.m. Got a call from some of the other dealers. The word was out. If people ever found Melton Honda, all competition would be destroyed with its low prices. My job? Forget the call from the other dealers. Find Melton Honda first. Get my own better deal. Sir, all I want is the facts. The whereabouts of Melton Honda.
Oh, the word must be out already.
Just the facts, sir. Where is Melton Honda?
What are they doing? Destroying the competition with their big selection and low prices?
Sir.
What are you trying to say? You got a call from the other dealers? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I forgot about it.
You don't say.
Not knowing the whereabouts of Melton Honda is punishable by higher prices and smaller selection. Melton Honda, Eureka Road, 3 minutes east of I-75, the Melton part of Southgate.
Remember a while back how you told yourself you were going to deflate that spare tire and get your body into some kind of shape? And the new year would see a new you, no matter what? Well, you can make good on that promise if you join the Dearborn Racket and Health Club. Oh, so you've been to that athletic club in town. Well, now you owe it to yourself to see the finest in health club facilities, the Dearborn Racket and Health Club. Because if you'd been to the Dearborn Racket and Health Club on Gully, south off Michigan Avenue, New Telegraph, you'd still be there, enjoying professionally instructed aerobics, a complete Nautilus fitness center, racquetball, whirlpool, tennis, sauna, free nursery and lounge. And you'd soon be swimming in their pool and jogging on their track being added this summer. And feeling extra good about yourself knowing that it's all yours for just $19.50 a month and half off the initiation fee till February 28th. Yep, if you're a member of the Dearborn Racquet and Health Club on Gully, south off Michigan Avenue near Telegraph, the new year would see a new you. So call 562-1296, the Dearborn Racket and Health Club, with everything but a high price.
Okay, hi, thank you very much. And I really was listening to that, but there's so much going on here. And since I do not do this for, somebody said, did you bring the horn tonight? Did I bring the horn tonight?
Is this it?
Yes. Never mind. No, this is not, I'll tell you what, this is not the original Lee, the original Lee Allen horn is still sealed in the vault.
Which one?
It is the vault that is. It's been in for many years. You would not believe the overhead and the price and the cost to hire 17 Pinkerton men to guard the Lee Allen horn for all of these years. Now, somebody came up with the question the other day. They said, why do you have the Pinkerton men guarding the horn if you never take it out of the vault? The answer? I don't even know. But anyway, we're going to go to the telephones tonight, and it's 298-6666. And I think I know who's on this line. Hi.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I think, can you tell me your first name?
I think it's Karen.
It's Karen.
And listen, Lee, I know that there are a lot of people calling, and I don't want to tie up the lines, and I want to wish you and Mother and Dad a very Happy New Year.
Well, this is, I want to tell everybody who this is.
Please.
This is Karen Riley on the telephone, and she's never, in all of the years, both she and I are merely 23 years old. She has never, in all the years that I've been on and off radio stations, has never called and been on the radio. And you're on the radio tonight, honey, and this is Karen Riley, and this is my wonderful sister who is calling tonight.
And listen, wish all those friends down there in your studio a Happy New Year for me.
I will wish all of our friends a very Happy New Year to you. Sharon is here. That's my wife, of course, to people who don't know, and all kinds of children. They're all here, and I understand that some of your there's Sarah, there's my daughter, and of course I understand that your son Bob, my nephew, is going to be here tonight. Is he going to be here tonight? And Pat, is Patty going to be here tonight too?
Yes, they're on their way.
They're on their way right now. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
And should we say a
very... Everyone in Milford, a Happy New Year.
Everybody in Milford?
Yeah.
Why? Why Milford? Are you prejudiced?
Riley.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you very much. Let's go to the next one right now. Hi, this is Lee Allen. Who's this?
Jim from Grosse Pointe Woods.
Happy New Year, Jim.
Happy New Year to you, too. How are you?
Great.
Wonderful. Listen, I have a question for you.
I have the answer in a moment. Oh. Go ahead.
Years back when you signed off, when you were on Lee Allen on the horn until 12 o'clock, Don Z came on the air. What was his theme song?
For $17 million. Anybody here in the studio, what was Don Z's... Wait a minute, maybe I should just for $1 million. Who was Don Z?
Didn't he follow your show?
He followed my show.
Yeah?
He wins the million. He was on every night at midnight, correct?
Right.
$17 million, if you know the name of the theme song. Do you know?
Do I know?
Sure.
Oh, that's why I called you.
Does anyone here know? Who is willing to pay me the $17 million to know? The name of the theme song was Tarantula.
Tarantula. Thank you very much.
Did you know that before?
Thank you.
Did you know that before?
No, I did not.
You did not?
No, I did not. But that question has been brought up to me on many occasions, and we did not know. My friends and relatives are very avid fans of yours over the years.
Thank you very much. There must be something
about... Join us for New Year's Eve.
What was that?
I'm sorry, you cannot join us for this evening, sis.
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I will. What's going on over there?
Well, we're having a little dinner for two with my lady Joan and I, a little lobster and some steak on the grill, a little baked potatoes.
Well, if it's dinner for two, I'd be in trouble because, I mean, it's only for two, right?
I see. Well, for you, believe me, we would make space for three.
Thank you very much, my friend, and Happy New Year to you and your lovely wife, and keep listening until after 1984.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to one more, okay? Hi, this is Lee Allen. Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this?
Wyandotte.
What is your name?
Tim from Wyandotte.
Hi, Tim. Don't mind all of my friends here. They're all blowing bad horns.
Listen, I grew up in Wyandotte. I can remember your opening lines to the words for this day. Lee Allen, from now until 12 o'clock, on the horn with $1 million worth of talent. And I wondered if you could do that and say it for all your fans out there.
I got it. I must tell you one thing, Tim.
Right.
You must have missed the opening at about, 7:15, something like that. We did it right then with all the same music.
I did miss it, Lee. I'll have to be honest with you.
Well, I promise to try that before midnight tonight, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and everyone that you love. We have about 6 minutes until 8 o'clock here on WNIC, Lee Allen's New Year's Eve party. Are we having a party here tonight? Is anything going on here? Well, I'm glad we are. It's not your party tonight. This is a very special treat for me. It's my party tonight. And here's Leslie Gore to prove it from the 1960s.
It's my party.
It's a New Year's revolution in furniture pricing. And if you like quality, beauty, and bargains, you're going to love it. Dobbs Furniture is conducting a spectacular New Year's Day sale. It's tomorrow only from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at their giant new 200,000-square-foot warehouse and showroom in Troy. You'll find spectacular savings of 17 to 64% in every department. Dobbs is starting a New Year's revolution in the pricing of fine quality furniture. No other store, no other sale can hold a candle to these outstanding values. Dobbs will have aspirins and Alka-Seltzers for those that need them tomorrow, and TV sets for you husbands to watch the bowl games while your wife shops and saves you lots of money. Convenient terms to fit your budget are available. This sale is tomorrow only at one location at Dobbs' giant new store at 14 Mile and John R. next to the Oakland Mall in Troy.
When you're in the market for a set of wheels, come to Gordon Chevy for a better deal. Just compare their prices, find out why they say you get more for less at Gordon Chevrolet. Chevrolet. Ford Road west of Merriman, out Garden City way. They've got more to choose from, you'll have less to pay. You get more for less at Gordon Chevrolet.
At Gordon Chevrolet on Ford Road west of Merriman, we've got more than just low prices to brag about. We've got an inventory to go with those low prices. Yes, we've got the cars, the colors, and the selection you've been looking for at the price you want to pay. You won't have to settle for a color you don't like or equipment you don't want at Gordon Chevrolet. Just compare our prices and find out why they say you get more for less at Gordon Chevrolet.
You get more for less at Gordon Chevrolet.
Watch it, you step now. All right, Eddie, okay to drive? All right, take care now.
All year long, WNIC has thrown some fabulous parties. But this New Year's Eve, we'd like to do something really important for you or maybe someone you love. It's called the WNIC Life Ride. And in cooperation with Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, it's a way for you to be certain that you get home safely New Year's Eve. We'll have volunteers at WNIC all night long New Year's Eve from 11 p.m. till about 6 in the morning New Year's Day, ready to take your call and send a taxi cab to drive you home safely for free. First of all, if you're driving New Year's Eve, don't drink. If you're having a party at your home, remember a good host, above all, makes certain his guests get home safely. However, if getting home safely requires some assistance from us, we're here to help. Remember, the WNIC Life Ride from 11 p.m. till 6 a.m. New Year's Day. Because you are the reason, we are WNIC.
It's a New Year's revolution in furniture pricing. And if you like quality, beauty, and bargains, you're gonna love it. Dobbs Furniture is conducting a spectacular New Year's Day sale. It's tomorrow only from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. at their giant new 200,000 square foot warehouse and showroom in Troy. You'll find spectacular savings of 17 to 64% in every department. Dobbs is starting a New Year's revolution in the pricing of fine quality furniture. No other store, no other sale can hold a candle to these outstanding values. Dobbs will have aspirins and Alka-Seltzers for those that need them tomorrow, and TV sets for you husbands to watch the bowl games while your wife shops and saves you lots of money. Convenient terms to fit your budget are available. This sale is tomorrow only at one location, at Dobbs' giant new store at 14 Mile and John R. next to the Oakland Mall in Troy.
It's 2 minutes to 9 o'clock, WNIC Radio. And is everybody still alive? These folks sound like they're dying off a little bit.
Horn died.
The horn never died. The horn has lived for all of these years. It will never die.
The second annual, right? The poor guy, you know, when I left here last year, it was about 12:15. We were 15 minutes into 1983, and there was some very nice young man who had to come in after all of this and work all night. And I thought of, yeah, we play the violins, right? And I thought about when I used to do that, too. In any case, we have a number of things coming up. First of all, in about 25 minutes, we're going to have something that we don't really want to hear about. But we are going to hear about it because a week or so ago, I invited Judge Bernard Friedman to come to my studios and talk with me about what happens, what could happen if you were out there tonight with a little too much, and you will hear from an authority from one of the most famous areas for people who are convicted of drunk driving, Bloomfield Township, and that's where he's a judge, and he's the guy that you might have to see. He's a marvelous gentleman. He's an attorney. He's a former prosecutor and now a judge of the 48th District Court. We're going to hear from him for just a very few minutes. But I have a very special thing here right now. And for the few people in Detroit who have heard the commercials that run on various radio stations, including right here at WNIC for Violetel Buick. First of all, Happy New Year to Gene Violetel, who is a wonderful guy. But if you're listening tonight, I just want to tell you that if you've heard the commercials, which are produced by my company, I have the originals here, many of them this evening. Have you heard the commercial where they have the children on them and they try to say Mr. Violetel's name and they have a very difficult time doing that? I have some of the children here who tried to say his name. And as a matter of fact, we brought them into the studio about a year and a half ago and had them all try to say their name. And here we have, why don't you step over here, young man? Will you tell everybody what your name is?
Michael Morris.
Michael Morris. And Michael, what do you remember about what you said on that commercial? Do you remember anything that you said? How old are you, Mike?
Eight.
You're eight, but you were only about seven then. Right. And what did you say? Do you remember what you said? Do you hear yourself on the radio sometimes? What did you say?
Villa Kel.
You still can't say it. Okay, now here comes Lori Morris. And Lori, what do you remember? How old are you, honey?
11.
You're 11. Now, what did you say about Violetel when you were talking about that? Do you remember anything that you've heard yourself say on the radio?
No.
You don't. I remember what you said. I asked about a Buick, and you said, my mom has one. That's what you said. Now, over here is another young lady. How old are you?
10.
You're 10 years old. And what is your name?
Sarah Reichheld.
Sarah Reichheld. Reichheld is my real last name, and that makes you my daughter, doesn't it? Yes. And Sarah, what did you say about Violet? What have you heard yourself on the radio saying?
I don't remember.
You're the one that said, Votolo? Do you remember that? And then you had a nice laugh?
Sounds like.
Do you remember that? Well, we're going to hear some of it in a minute. Now, here's another young man right here. Here's a young man that we have do a number of commercial things for us, not only for here, but other parts in the country. And just a couple of weeks ago, we had him come into the studio because we needed a more grown-up voice to wish everybody a Merry... In it, he wishes everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And, sir, your name, please?
Lee
what?
Lee Reichheld.
Lee Reichheld. What is your middle name, sir?
Allen.
Lee Allen Reichheld. I think that makes you my son. How old are you, sir? How old are you, sir?
14.
You are 14.
Yeah.
And do you remember doing this commercial just a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Now, here are all these children, along with me, together, doing a commercial for Mr. Gene Violetel, whose name no one knows how to say or pronounce or spell. Let's listen.
The name is Violetel. It means Buick. Gene Violetel is the name.
Okay, wait a minute now. We have this note that we have to read here for Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and we need a real grown-up voice. Who can do it?
Let me try it.
Well, what about this guy? Do you think this guy can do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just do it nice and loud. Go ahead and read it.
We just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas season and a Happy New Year. And if there's anything we can do in 1984 to make things a little better, we hope you'll call us or come and see us.
That's very good. That note is from the best Buick man in town. Who knows his last name?
Valtelli.
Oh, no.
Violetel.
So don't write it.
Don't write it.
Don't spell it.
Don't spell it.
Don't try to say it out loud.
If you'd really rather have a Buick for less, see Violetel. On Van Dyke Avenue, Violetel Buick.
Isn't that marvelous? It's just the fun with working with all of these kids. The problem is that they grow up and we have to get others to make mistakes like that. So, Mr. Violetel, Happy New Year to you. It's about 14 minutes after 9 o'clock on WNIC, WNIC-FM, Dearborn, Detroit. This is Lee Allen's New Year's Eve party.